What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Ancient History Podcast. I'm Brittany, and this is Season 2, Episode 2, and we're doing the Buddhist era. So here we go. The history of Buddhism spans from the 6th century BCE to the present. Buddhism arose in the eastern part of ancient India, in and around the ancient kingdom of Madhya, now in Burma, India. And it is based on the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama. This makes it one of the oldest religions practiced today. The religion evolved as it spreads from the northeastern region of the Indian subcontinent through central east and southeast Asia. At one time or another, it influenced most of the Asian continent. The history of Buddhism is also characterized by the development of numerous movements and schisms and schools among them. The Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana traditions with contrasting periods of expansion and retreat. Interesting facts, Buddhism. Like it. Alright, now we're going to the life of Buddhism. Let's go. Siddhartha Gautama was the historical founder of Buddhism. The early sources state that he was born in a small Shaka, Republic, India, now is modern-day Nepal. He is thus also known as the Shakyamuni, the sage of the Shaka clan. The republic was ruled by a council of household heads, and Gautama was born to one of these elites so that he could describe himself as a Garyasa when talking to the Brahmins. The early Buddhist text contains no continuous life of the Buddha. Only later, after 200 BCE, were various biographies with much mythology embellishment written. All texts agree. However, the Gautama renounced the householder life and lived as a Sukumara Asika for some time studying under the various teachers before attending Nirvana and Bodhi, the Mediterranean. For the remaining 4 to 5 years of his life, he traveled the Gangetic Plain of central India, the region of the Ganges River and its range and its tributes, teaching his doctrine to a diverse range of people from different castes and introducing monks into his order. The Buddha sent the teachings across India. He also intended it an order of nuns. He urged his disciples to teach in the local language of dialects. He spent a lot of his time near the city of Savia, Bravija, and Vizola. By the time of his death at 80, he had thousands of followers. The year following the death of the Buddha saw the emergence of many movements during the next 400 years. First, the schools of Nigata Buddhism, of which only Theravada remains today, and then the formations of Mahayana and Vajrayana, planned Buddhist scats based on the acceptance of new scriptures and the reversion of old technologies. Followers of Buddhism, called Buddhist in English, refers to them as Sakaras or Sikalawiskas in ancient India. Buddhist scholars Donald S. Lopez assert they also use the term Buddha although scholar Richard Collin assert that the term was used only by outsiders to describe Buddhists. Now, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, this ends our podcast for right now. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. It might be a surprise. But I just want to let you know that I have an Instagram account that you can go on to do history stuff and all that, and what my next podcast is going to be. It's ancient.history.podcast. Everything's lowercase. So why don't you go hit that up, hit the follow button, hit the like button for that, and we can make things going here. And also, I am making a website for this podcast. It's coming. I think I will announce it next episode. I don't know when that's going to be, but if you follow my Instagram, it'll be a right thing to search, see to see which my episode is going to be. So if you follow my Instagram, hopefully my website's going to come up my next episode. And I'll see you all in the next podcast.